This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
In the house, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Click Nation Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Deal Double G, and tonight I'm joined by my brother, the Adam Black.
What's up, true believers?
Also have Mr. Bamf.
Yeah, I know y'all motherfuckers missed me last week, but evening, bitches.
Also have Brandy from BLR Productions.
What it do, pimps and pimpets.
And last but not least, we have our special guest for tonight's episode, Eclectic from the Eclectic Discussion Podcast and the Cold Slither Podcast.
Yeah, I'm still Eclectic. Eclect Fury, the fifth letter. Scrap Edu, Blog Biv DeVoe. I'm with the click right now.
And what was your... what was the thing you came up with earlier this week? Dr. Doom inspired?
Eclectic Von Doom. podcast supervillain.
A.K.A. Istro, as I called him. Yeah. From the Cobra, from the G.I. Joe. I can't even think of the bad guys on G.I. Joe. What were they called?
Cobra?
Yeah. Iron Grenadiers.
My mind tries to leave me during recordings.
But I won't go there. Go ahead, Tim.
Saying. That sounds like someone got some dirt. Spill it.
I know, right?
The only dirt he was gonna say is how I forget facts on shows.
Well, that is true.
Ronnie is in what of that story?
Yeah, he's like, man, I can't believe when Luther Vandross dropped Thriller. Tim, stop it.
No. Y'all know that's one fact I would not know.
Yeah. See, all the episodes of the Cold Slither Podcast, but go ahead, Tim.
Which starts back this week.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
FYI to everyone. Check them out at coldslitherpodcast.com.
Yeah, check them out. Check that one other person that's not on the show right now. The
one we're missing. The leader, so to speak.
Yeah, well, if you count Leonardo and Cyclops as a leader, sure he is.
Right. Make sure to bring this up to get Classic's take on it. But yes. This is Tuesday, September 11th, 2012, and of course it's a semi-special day in our nation's history since September 11th was the attacking on our nation. So in remembrance, just want to do a quick moment of silence to reflect and respect for everyone that lost their lives on that day or this day 11 years ago. All right. So, as I said, we are the Click Nation Podcast, and you can find us at our website, theclicknation.com. We also have a Twitter account you can go ahead and follow. and that's at The Click Nation. Make sure to like our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheClickNation. Go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheClickNation. Any feedback you'd like to send to us, send it to theclicknation@gmail.com. Last but not least, make sure to subscribe on iTunes and share us and favorite us on Stitcher Radio. And make sure to check out the comic-related podcasting network, where you can find our podcast and many more comic-related podcasts. And their website is comicrelated.com. So, before we get into the show, NFL season started this past week. Everyone's excited?
Until last night.
For those the Bengals, right?
Yeah, we don't need to talk about this.
Oh, let's talk about the Ravens win.
I thought you were a Dolphins fan.
I mean, when you're a Dolphins fan, you got to have a number two.
A backup?
You really do.
You just like all the former Hurricanes.
A sideline?
The team. Everyone likes themselves from Ray Lewis and Ed Reed.
Okay, why am I on this show?
I have a question about that, actually. I haven't posted to Twitter because I don't want people to attack my mentions. But everyone seems to be overly in love with Ray Lewis and Ed Reed.
Because otherwise he'll murder you and get away with it.
I was going to say, is it because he's got a one body on his list?
Yeah.
And Ed Reed, I think everyone loves him. You know, besides both of them being outstanding players, you know, Ray Lewis, he does the inspirational speeches that gets everyone all pumped up and wanting to run through a wall.
Or
kill someone.
Or Killer Ray, as we call him.
Yeah. Mm. And Ed Reed looks like he reminds everybody of their grandfather.
Yeah. I was going to say of their neighborhood mechanic.
Shout out to Elroy Preston.
But yeah, that's always, I understand people being fans of them, but people online are like overly like man love with both of them. It's kind of weird.
What, dudes having man love crushes?
I mean, you have to see some of these tweets.
Well, Mr. Adam Black, the mere fact that is a phrase.
Exactly.
Yeah. Man love crushes.
Man love crush, goddammit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess enough chit chat. Let's find out what's going on in some reality check from Brandy from BLR Productions.
Hey y'all. It's time for the reality check. If you can't tell from the sound of my voice, I really do miss Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Oh. It's like a reality frown face.
I know, right? It's like, I didn't know how good it was till it was gone. Like I said last week was the last recap for part two of the season finale for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. This week starts something totally new. We have pretty much three little shows that's going on, and yesterday was the day I was going to decide which lane I was going to drive in for the new reality series for me. I watched T.I. and Tiny's The Family Hustle, good wholesome fun, and I tuned in to season 3 premiere for Basketball Wives LA, and by request I tuned in to R&B Divas season 1, episode 3.
It's only up to the third episode.
Yeah, I think third or fourth. This week could have been episode 4. Hmm. So.
So what dirt happened?
What simping did Kiki's husband do?
Yeah, R&B divas. You have Faith Evans, Kiki Wyatt, who was the female who was featured on Avant's biggest hit, My First Love, I believe. And then you have Nikki Gilbert, who was the lead singer in the group Brownstone. And you also have Selena Johnson, who was brought onto the entertainment scene from R. Kelly. She had that song, Guess What? And she sung the hook on Kanye West's All Fall Down. Also, you have Monifa, who was a one-hit wonder, who had a song called Touch It, I believe.
She had at least five or six hits. Stop that.
No, the hell she didn't.
Okay,
she
name the other four.
No, she had the song with Heavy D. She had the I Miss You, Come Back Home. With that's the okay, then she had You.
That's
my favorite song for her. It's a great song. It's a great song.
So you're the one of 10 that got the CD.
Her first CD was great. Her second, the rest of them not so much.
Is Monifa attractive?
She used to
no,
be.
She's not.
And she had the song I Can Tell, which was a good song. Then she had the Na Na song with Chico DeBarge. She had good songs.
All right, somebody's a fan.
So this is basically crazy. Like Love. This is basically like the. This is a copycat of Love and Hip Hop. Since it's hip hop now, this is R&B chicks.
Nah, this is better chicks that can't make a hit anymore trying to be on TV. Plus Faith.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, this is a show full of broke ass R&B chicks, except Faith.
Yeah, Faith plays the more accomplished Shiny O'Neal part.
Exactly.
Without the Lambo door nostrils.
Wow.
There's not a member of Escape on this show, because it appears that all of them keep getting shows.
Well, no, let's see. You got Bebop from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that's married to T.I.,
talking about Faith for a minute.
No. He's talking about Tiny's Miss Piggy looking ass. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Or maybe she's Rocksteady. But you got...
She's more Bebop than Rocksteady, I think.
Yeah, Bebop. And Candy, yeah. she's good. She's on the real high. She's Thickums. She's dope. Yeah. And the thing is, you wouldn't recognize any of the other ones. Or you wouldn't want to see them.
Right.
Actually, what's up, girl? Tasha Scott, she's like doing some highlight on stage for V103's For Sisters Only this weekend. They've been highlighting her. She got a new single out. Sounds pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah.
I think R&B Divas is kind of like the R&B version of Hollywood exes without the pity. Because they're all married except for Faith, obviously. And Monifa is actually a lesbian. So she has her little girlfriend there that makes appearances on the show.
Wow. Yeah.
And then you got the Kiki's husband, who's extra religious, and he's not a fan.
He's definitely not a fan. I don't understand how he could be so religious and wear the dress in the relationship. I don't get it.
Kiki did stab a man before.
Yeah,
he
likes that.
Scared her ass.
Yeah, because he married to Baraka from Mortal Kombat. So
I know, right?
everyone's married to characters from cartoon shows or video games.
Yeah,
pretty much. I mean,
it's funny, but yeah. So Kiki Wyatt has her stay at the hip husband, and Nikki Gilbert. I forget who she's married to, but she seems to be in a healthy marriage. It's nothing really to talk about there.
She's very healthy.
Yeah, she has gained weight from her brownstone days. Selena Johnson, she's married. Apparently, she's the brokest one of the group, but you would never know unless somebody else talks about it in the confessional spotlights. They opened the show definitely stating she has issues where, I mean, seems like they barely pay a mortgage or rent around here. And, oh, yeah, they all live in Atlanta, so that's kind of cool.
So this show is just missing drama, basically.
That's exactly what it was. I mean, I was sitting there like, yay, girl power. Well, old girl power. Because they really trying to get it together. I really was shocked that to find out and have it confirmed by the Adam Black that Kiki Wyatt is only 30 years old, because I could have sworn
that's
she was well over 35.
I could have swore her I was 40.
Exactly. Yeah.
Confirmed on Wikipedia.
Wait. Wikipedia, dude.
I believe it.
She could have went in there herself and changed her damn birth date. Go Google her ass.
Until you find her album in the stack of your CDs, we're going to say she's just 30.
I don't have a Kiki Wyatt album.
Well, that means that Wikipedia...
I can promise you that shit.
But well, we don't have a liner note to refer to right now. So she's 30. And honestly, I would say the only thing that actually makes sense is she really acts like a kid. She acts like the youngest one of the bunch. So I'm going to say that explains it all, that she's only 30.
Okay. So we're older than her.
Ronnie, did you remember what month her birthday was?
I think it was March. Hold on one second. Yeah, I can find it.
It's March 10th, 1982, mm-hmm. matter of fact.
All right, so she is
young as fuck.
Her year of the 30.
Wow.
So in this season, Kiki, she just recently had her baby. It was a boy, I think. It looked kind of weird. She had her baby. The whole basis of the show is Faith is trying to get all these women together to create a charity album. They haven't been in the studio in a while, so they're all like rusty and dusty. And she's really trying to get them to get their mojo back. This season, she introduced the other cast members to her vocal coach. And all the women realized that they really don't have it like they used to. I mean, they were talking about having 12 octaves, and Faith was like, yeah, I pretty much lost the octave after every kid I've had, and I've had about 6 kids. So pretty much she went from Mariah Carey to Barry White, I guess.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
The other girls got a chance to do their ranges, and they found out that they fell in the same category where they just can't reach those high notes that they once did.
So they're all gonna do a remix of the Whisper song.
What would they be whispering?
Wait till you see my kids. Wait till you see my stretch marks.
Wait, you see my cut.
Oh my.
Wait till you see my debt. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was funny. But they actually had to, in addition to figuring out their vocal ranges, they took a stab at songwriting. And it's funny because Kiki was the first to take her knife out and just, she tried to kill it. It didn't work. She had to pass the knife to somebody else.
Right.
All the girls seem to be having fun except for Nikki, who's the party pooper of the group. She's clearly not really interested in resurrecting her musical career. And she's trying to tell everybody that, you know, I'm not feeling this. My heart isn't in it like the rest of you guys. So unless you want me to fake the funk, I probably don't want to be in there. But they refuse to let her out. So,
which one of them has the thickums wear?
That's Nikki.
Yeah, she wants to pull out the thickums wear. She don't want to sing no more.
Yeah, I forgot what her little tagline for her show thing. I think it was like... something about thick girls rule or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, like cholesterol couture.
But yeah, she clearly does not want to do this. She's like, she's pretty much one statement away from saying, bitch, I don't need no money. But she's trying to be polite or whatever and bow out gracefully, but they're not letting it happen. They actually had to take a road trip where Faith Evans got invited to perform for some gay pride week in D.C. And they all got a bus together and was going to go support Faith, and they got ready to call Nikki to see where she was, and she faked sick, and they were just like, this is some bull. Later on, she caught up with them at the club, and they was all like giving her the what the fuck happened to you face, and in the confessionals, she was like, what the hell? I had bubble guts. I couldn't come. But that was just another indication that she just doesn't want to be there, so... I, sadly enough, the highlight of this week's episode was Monifa thought that it would bring some fun to the show by taking the girls to a drag queen show. And wherever the girls go, so does Kiki Wyatt's husband. And he was sitting there with his religious self, obviously looking uncomfortable. And you know, if somebody on stage and you look uncomfortable, they finna roast you. So the drag queens was like attacking him, and he was just looking like he wanted to run the hell up out of there. But if he did, that knife probably would have hit his back.
Yeah.
From Kiki. The funny thing about that experience was Monifa actually had some of the queens backstage get together and actually perform a song from each of the girls at their best. So that was a surprise to the rest of the girls. They were happy to see that. It was funny because a real big dude performed Faith Evans' Love Like This hit, and it was hilarious.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was like a stab at her. She had just a baby when she did that video. So they were like, yeah, Faith, I look just like you. And she wasn't really looking too happy about that. But well, she smiled.
Faith's a big girl, so, you know.
Yeah, it was funny. I was like, wow, they just tried me.
Like, yeah, I'm a mixture of you and your late husband.
Oh, damn.
Cooked up in the lab.
I don't think I would revisit that one to highlight on next week's show. So this is a one-time thing.
So you're done with R&B divas?
I definitely am. I'm good.
Nothing wrong with that. So
you're about to watch Ground Turkey Face Tiny.
I'll quickly tap on T.I. and Tiny. Their show is wholesome. I mean, I concluded with their, like, 2012's Cliff and Claire. If Cliff and Claire were entertainers and instead of vouching for historical psychologists, they're vouching for...
And Claire was actually in that car accident with Stevie Wonder.
Oh, man.
Wow. I mean, that's what the American family, well, the Black American family is looking like these days. And they make it wholesome. They make it fun. I actually Facebook status yesterday that they make me want to start a family. So, I mean.
Oh,
they do. It was nice. It was cute. Last season, Tiny expressed that she wanted to do like a little blacker version of The View, a talk show. And T.I.
I'm sorry, but have we ever heard her actually talk?
We heard her, but I'm not sure if we comprehended everything that she's been saying.
She got a mouthful of granola while getting stolen.
Yeah, and her hood rich best friend, Shakina, was a little upset that she didn't get invited to the taping of the pilot, meaning they didn't want her ass on the show. She set it out to prove them wrong by showing them that she is classy enough and that she could tone down her use of profanity enough to be on everyday TV. It didn't work.
So...
The fuck you mean the... censor my profanity.
Pretty much her confessionals. After they did a couple of clips of her trying to do some, she called it street therapy, where she pretty much parked a mic and a couch in front of the line at a club and was asking people to sit down and share their problems with her. They recorded that. They played it back to her. It was so many bleeps in there that in her confessional, she was like, damn, I'm ghetto as fuck. And it was like, no shit, Sherlock.
Right.
So
is she attractive?
She has like baby teeth with like some extra large braces. Looks kind of weird. She could be cute if she was.
Hold up. Good. What's her name again? Let me Google this shit right now.
Her name is Shekinah. Oh.
Baby, how you spell that?
Yeah, I was gonna say good luck spelling it.
I think it's Shekinah.
Oh my god!
What?
Hey. It might be an R. You know how?
I'm not trying that. I'm not doing that.
I see.
Oh, fuck that. That's too much work.
I mean, it depends on what your taste is. She could be a cute girl. She kept her mouth closed.
Oh no! And then like a sexy woman with Bismarcky teeth.
Yeah.
Let's see. This picture I'm seeing of her. Yeah, right now she's someone put, it's one of those Google pics that someone added words to. It says, "I work hard, bitch." And she is, looks like she's about to eat this chick. I don't know.
He does not mean that, in the good way.
Yeah.
He mean that in the.
No, no, not literal, not
the literal
the,
sense.
In the sexy ooh, no. You pull out a dick way.
No,
or
R, I'm eating
R zombie apocalypse R.
Yeah, R.
Shouts to Grimlock.
Me tiny say.
Me Grimlock right. Say on the way.
Oh my!
They should rename that. They should rename that show Junkyard and Mutt.
Wow.
Oh.
But it's a cute little show. It's a little shit, 30 rename, minutes.
Rename that shit Dastardly and Muttley.
Oh, damn. Shit. Shout outs to the Really Rottens.
Right. And not the Yogi Yappies.
And not the Scooby Doopies.
So that was pretty much it. It was 30 minutes of T.I. showing that he's venturing out onto the, I don't know, Ice Cube lane, as opposed to he's shying away from his little hardcore exterior, I guess. Because I can't see him going back to rap and being successful.
Can he also not leave the state or some shit?
He probably can't.
He can. He doesn't have to leave the state to make music.
Like, I'm trying to show, you know, I'm trying to venture past the front yard.
I think he can leave the state for work purposes, but there will be no vacationing for the Clifford Harris family.
He'd take his wife to the veterinarian.
Yeah, could do that.
Wow.
Or he could take her ass back to the farm and slop her up. But,
Shit. Shouts to Maple Bacon.
She has like a stroke or something. That's why she looks like that.
That's fucked up.
I think she did. Honestly, I'm not trying to be funny. I think she had like a mini stroke or something.
Nah, she looked like just that. Like that. No, she looked just like that in the escape videos.
Exactly. That, her damn lips been paralyzed for years.
Yeah, she got the permanent Elvis.
Thank you very much.
She knows. I didn't know like it. But anyway, my reality check roundup is going to close out with Basketball Wise LA. They so boring. I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? I was really, it was a damn near orgasmic letdown. I was really expecting some drama. I was expecting some drama. It just didn't happen. Season one ended great where all the girls was really angry and hating on Jackie Christie, who was Doug Christie's wife. And she pretty much tried to, she played a mastermind with all those chicks. She was just like playing with their heads and telling each one of them a separate story about how she wanted them to do this to the other person and blah, blah. And when they finally peeped game, they always about to rip each other's head off and realized that she was the culprit of it all. So they was like, they tried to fire Jackie from the show. They came back season two, and it was almost like instead of attacking Jackie, they all wanted to sit around the table and kumbaya. That was so fucking boring. I was like, wow. Nobody's going to
script it.
No hair weave pulling. None of that.
No shaking tables.
The biggest shock was Laura Govan, who is Gilbert Arenas' baby mom, she lost like 100 pounds and nobody addressed it. It was just like, y'all know that chick ain't look like that last time.
Damn.
So she looking right then.
It's probably in the contract for them not to bring it up.
Right. She's always had like a manly figure, so she just looks like a man with less mass, I guess.
No, oh, so she went from Oliver Miller to Carmelo Anthony.
in the matter of an off season.
Yeah.
So that was really boring. I probably won't tune into that one again either. So unless some miraculously drama filled reality show comes up, I'm bored.
I was gonna say sounds like you're not gonna be reviewing anything for a while.
Yeah, until some more ratchet black people come on TV.
That doesn't start till what, December or January?
That starts January. I believe Real Housewives of Atlanta should be coming on. They're having issues on, well, they haven't revealed who's replacing Sheree. So,
I'm just watching that show, right?
I mean, listen, I watched it really for Sheree. But, you know, now
which
I guess
Sheree?
That was the one with the nice ass and the six pack and the, that's the Who Gonna Check Me Boo.
Who gonna check me, boo? With the Chateau Charade that's never gonna happen, and the blue Maybach that got repossessed.
Oh, come on, she by Charade, you know.
She by Charade, yeah. That just well, like a curl that just couldn't curl right. She's just whack.
Now the reason to watch it now is potentially Miss Bozak, Kenya Moore should be on the show.
Uh-huh. Yes, they are definitely saying that she is the replacement. Nothing has been confirmed. So another chick's name was thrown out there, but I can't remember what it is.
But Portia more than Williams? Likely,
yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
So more than likely it's going to be Kenya Moore. They really they've been hushed about it. I'm assuming
the other chick is Cordell Stewart's wife.
Ah,
they're coming for someone in the background.
Yeah, they coming for you.
Playing Scott Steiner's theme music.
So that concludes the reality check segment.
Well, thank you for definitely doing that. I know classic material will be appreciative of the at least the 1 week.
You better review. I better get my shout out too when you listen to this classic
of the R&B divas. It's basically VH1's on the low period until the Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, they're trying to, I think I peaked their game from the commercials. It seems like they're ratchet for a month, then they get conscious, and then they probably gonna go back to ratchetness again.
Yeah, but I think, doesn't it pick back up when that Brooke Bailey chick goes on there?
Yeah, it does. She's probably gonna entice some drama since she's like not married technically. She's dated some dude who plays for the Hawks.
I like how they just like randomly keep bringing these chicks that might have just dated / hooked up with a basketball player onto this basketball quote unquote wives program.
Yeah, somebody has to be, you know, give the old head something to be afraid of. I don't know.
Some run for their money. They know us guys that want to watch a bunch of these upper 30s, lower 40-year-old chicks on there, so they bring the young meat to keep the viewers going.
Bingo.
See, I done peeped out the game. But so yes, thank you, Brandy, for the reality check. Let people know where they can check out your work and your social media accounts.
You can follow me on Twitter at @BLR_productions. You can hit me up on Facebook /Brandice, BRANDYCER, or BLR Productions Design Studio. And you can actually check out my work. I'm a graphic designer. My portfolio is online at www.imsopure.com.
Well, you know they're going to have that, well, whatever you want to call it, Real Husbands of Hollywood.
I am so excited. I can't wait till that comes out.
Wait, what?
Real Husbands of Hollywood. Nelly, Nick Cannon, Dwayne Martin, Boris Kodjo, Faison Love, and Robin Thicke.
Wow.
Robin Thicke's actually down there?
On BET.
It's actually based off the skit that Kevin Hart has been doing as he's hosted various BET awards.
Uh-huh.
So the little funny skit that he does in those different segments, that was turned
into... It's a shame Bobby Brown won't be on there because he killed the skits.
He did.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I was a little mad that people from the skits weren't actually in it. So I still think it's going to be hilarious.
Huh. I'm mad that I recognize more of those people's names than the women's names on the equivalent.
R&B Divas?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd watch it for Robin Thicke with the hopes that his lovely wife...
His wife would come on there and get naked.
Yeah. Shout outs to Paula Patton. So, I guess, are you going to stick around, Brandy, or are you going to exit us now?
I'm actually going to exit. I got to pull it all out of the night. Got lots of work to get done.
Get her done.
Oh, God.
Thanks for joining us.
All right, Charles. Oh, been real.
All right,
there's a magenta neck.
Goodbye, lady. Magenta neck. I love it.
So, as Brandy exits, we smoothly transition over to the Click Nation news. And before we actually get to that, I forgot to do this at the beginning. Eclectic, go ahead and let people know a little something about yourself, even though you've been on our previous episode before. This may be their first time listening.
Oh, shit. I'm over 18 and my eyes are green. I wear my gold in that man on 18. besides Mona Lisa by Slick Rick, shout out to the great one. You can listen to my show, EDP, Collective Discussion Podcast, that you can find on Stitcher and iTunes. And you can visit eclecticrelaxation.com to look at a whole bunch of randomness. That's right. ECLECTIK relaxation.com, and you'll see all kinds of things on that website. You got my fall TV schedule. I got my top 50 Saturday Night Live reoccurring characters. I got my Martin episode of the show when shows jump to shark. I got a Nitro show, WCW. I got cereal mascots were all on drugs. I got a post about that. I got a post about your child being overrated. People that love their kids, I'm trying to tell you, your kid is overrated. There's a lot of things on the website.
Your kids ain't shit.
Yeah, that's pretty much what the post is saying. And stop showing pictures all over the place.
I mean, it's, I know, right?
Kids. Like, you know.
Look at Billy. He's five, and he played his first soccer game.
Yeah, motherfucker, so Billy, and he lost. Like, yeah. So people think you're sharing your pictures. The kid don't have any say about it. Maybe they don't want to be, you know, potty trained pictures on Tumblr.
Stop. You want to see my Instagram?
No, I want to see Waterhead Seth.
You know what I'm saying? Stop getting on Facebook and every other status. I'm so loving my kids. Fuck your kids. We hate your goddamn kids.
We didn't follow you to hear about that shit. We want your titties out.
Exactly. The only reason you got kids is because your ass didn't use a condom that night. Tramp.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Sorry.
The thoughts and the comments made on the Click Nation podcast should be contributed directly to TimDog98.
Yes. That's at Twitter. I'm glad you brought that up because I was about to make sure we all put our Twitter accounts.
And listen, hold on. I'm sorry. If you're listening to this show right now and you don't know these guys' Twitter handles,
thank you, because that's half the reason why I always forget. That's half the reason why I always forget to do it at the beginning of the show, because I figure if you're listening to us, you already know what our individual Twitter handles are. I
might have some new listeners, so
yeah. So yeah, exactly. So my Twitter handle is at TimDogG98.
My Twitter handle is @the_Adam_black.
Mine's is at
Mr. Bamf, and that's MISTABAMF. But I don't fucking tweet, so.
See, if you follow all of us, you'll get different Twitter experiences. You have myself, who tweets pretty constantly. And then you have the Adam Black and Mr. Bamf, who they might hit, they might pop up on your feed maybe once a month.
Yeah. Right.
So, there you go.
Especially if something stupid happens on Raw.
I tweet sometimes at Eclectic, at ECLECTIK. Also, the podcast has a Twitter handle that's at PodcastEDP. And I'm working on a brand new app, Benefits with Friends. And I'm going to make my Twitter is going to be at Just a Tip.
Why did, for some reason, the Just the Two of Us song popped in my head.
Oh, wow.
That is not.
You said just the
just the tip.
Just the tip. Prompted the thought.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. Just the tip. Let me just put tip in. You know, that yeah.
So
first, Millennium Crashers. Go ahead.
So yes, we've got that out the way. So I'm gonna pass the baton on over to Adam Black and let's hear some Click Nation news. This section of the Click Nation podcast is brought to you by the Adam Black.
All right, guys. Last year, NBC passed on a pilot for a Wonder Woman show produced by David E. Kelley, and now the CW is going to try its hand on it. Alan Heinberg from Grey's Anatomy is attached to write the origin story or the pilot for it. And basically the working title right now is called Amazon. And I can only guess this will probably be like a teenage Wonder Woman who's trying to figure out her life and has, you know, has teenage... Right? I was about to say white people problems, but
they don't have problems, right?
Has just, you know, her problems of, you know, being people not liking her for her Amazonian strength and all that kind of stuff.
Having to get her invisible jet license.
Yes.
And right. She's going to take to the prom.
Yeah.
I may check this out, even though I didn't like or ever watch Smallville, but the Arrow show that's going to premiere has me intrigued, and if that is as intriguing as it looks, I'll give Wonder Woman a shot, or Amazon, as it's going to be called.
Smart move is to keep plucking out these shows and then just use those actors in the movie.
It's funny, we're going to get all these different DC character TV shows, but no DC character movies will ever be made, more than likely.
And we get all of these, and then you're going to get Arrow, you're going to get Amazon, and I guess they'll make a Aquaman one called Water, and then they'll make Hawkman one called Feathers.
The Aquaman will be Atlantis.
Yeah.
And then, the Firestorm one will be Nuclear, or something like that.
And Nuke.
Luke, yeah.
And then all of those come out and everybody watch them, and then the S.H.I.E.L.D. show will come out and shut all that shit down.
Exactly. Right. Show y'all how it's done.
DC will get it right eventually.
One of these days. Hopefully.
John DC Curry.
All right. Our next news, this was forwarded to me by Mr. Bamp. Regarding the Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 1 Collection, which is basically all the Avengers Phase 1 movies, Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, and, of course, the Avengers. And it did include Incredible Hulk, right? Yeah.
Yes.
What about Ant-Man?
Nope.
No, Ant-Man.
Yep. They were going to release a collection, but there was a problem because of the briefcase that the collection was supposed to be in. Apparently, the company that, you know, makes that type of briefcase needs to get paid, and they've put a cease and desist out on it.
That's bullshit.
Right now, The collection will come in a new briefcase and include even more than the content and features that were first advertised. We know that you're disappointed in this delay, and we're working hard to get your collection to you as soon as possible. We will have an updated announcement for you in the coming weeks, which will include actual timing and final details. Once again, we apologize for the delay and hope that when you do receive the Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 1 Avengers Assembled Collection, you will enjoy it as much as Marvel enjoyed creating it. That was an official Disney statement.
Basically saying y'all got to wait.
Well, they should throw some action figures in there, some limited edition action figures or something.
Yeah, they'll try and, you know, swing up the pot, especially for those people that put themselves out trying to get that
collection.
They should have made a deal with Samsonite.
Yeah, they'll do anything.
I want to have a matching handcuff set to handcuff.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wait.
Official.
Tim Doggy Style 98. Oh, God.
But yeah, that collection looks like it'll be nice, but
I'm getting a digital download anyway, so I don't care.
Yeah, and I went to Best Buy this past weekend and put my $750 down to reserve my copy, and I got the nice little
steel case.
Awesome. Oh, very cool.
What's in the steel case?
I haven't even opened it yet.
There's nothing in it. Yeah, it's just a case.
It's just the case to put when you go back to buy the Blu-ray, I can just put it in the nice little fancy Avengers case.
Doesn't that also supposed to come with the cube?
That's the Phase 1, isn't it?
Yeah, the Phase 1 collection, yeah, was supposed to come with the Cosmic Cube, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting the iTunes release so I can play it through my Apple TV. Thank you.
All right.
For those that don't know, it's all digital.
Yeah, he's an all digital guy.
I don't touch those filthy discs.
I'm half and half. I've cut back on all the stuff I buy as far as DVDs and Blu-rays. It has to be something I know I'm going to like and maybe want to watch again.
I did. Well, I do have one hell of a Blu-ray collection, but meh.
Meh.
Yeah. Apple TV.
I hear there's a new one of those coming out, too.
Oh, yeah, I'll buy it. I'm engrossed in the Kool-Aid, man. I'm drinking the Apple Kool-Aid. I don't care.
You see that.
Well, are you going to get the eye panel whenever it comes out?
I'm getting the eye everything.
I was going to say eye panel.
Yeah, that's the Apple TV, rumored TV.
Oh.
Which is nothing but a big-ass iMac without the stand.
Yeah. It's gonna be a big ass. It's gonna be a big ass iPad. That's all. Yeah. With Apple TV probably integrated into the TV at somehow.
Oh, I have it. I must have it. This I command.
All right. The next thing. Well, this is something Amazon has that will compete with the iPad. Basically, last Thursday, they revealed their new gadgets. Unfortunately, this thing has a video, and I didn't realize that. I'm sorry. Their new Kindle Fires will range in price from $119 to $499, and they're also introducing a new e-reader called Paperwhite that's included in it. But yeah, I did see a picture of the $499 tablet, and it does look nice. I believe it is running off of Android.
Yes, it is. Yes.
It does include stuff or new gadgets like immersion reading, where Kindle can be synchronized with Audible audiobooks, so you can read and listen at the same time. Not at the same damn time, Tim.
Why would you want to read and listen at the same time?
I was just about to ask that.
Well, I mean, for those... Well, like someone like me, I would probably bring that to work and use the Audible stuff to listen to books, because I can do that and work at the same time.
Why you want to listen to books when you can listen to podcasts?
I do that as well, Tim.
Yeah, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people listening.
Comic books. If they put comic books. The Marvel books and audio, I'd roll with those. Get some good voice actors.
Get on that, Josh Whedon.
Yes. Well, you know, you do have the motion comics that are online and stuff.
That don't count.
No, it don't count.
They have X-ray for books, which lets you tap a page in a book to find out more information on characters, places in the book, or related to content. And Kindle Free Time, which lets parents create profiles for their children and choose what books, games, apps, or videos they can access.
Say what?
Basically, if they want to find, it's just like locking your computer, basically.
I'm not creating a profile for my child on shit.
It says,
I'm just saying, man. That's, you know.
Childproofing stuff. I mean, when we grew up, man, it's like, what are you reading? I don't know. Some porn magazine. You didn't govern your kid. We could read whatever you want. Nobody ever childproofed the house. We had weapons. We had Chinese right. throwing stars. And exactly. Put people's eyes out with light, bright pegs.
I remember back in elementary school, someone brought a Chinese star to school. Didn't we keep it a secret?
Yeah.
You can't do that now.
Right.
You locked up. You get about 2 to 10, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're like 5.
Like, you probably couldn't.
Look at my Chinese star.
You couldn't take a Generation 1 Megatron to school.
Oh, man. If you can find that thing.
Man, they kill you. They'll shoot the kid on sight.
But we damn sure did have them in our school.
Yeah, right. That was show and tell.
Yeah.
Yep. That's all the good old days. Up. I miss those days.
Yeah, kids are growing up fucked up now. If you don't have a permanent scar on one of your knees, your childhood was all fucked up.
Right.
Well,
you're right.
What else?
If you don't have a permanent scar anywhere on your body from growing up, you were fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers has had a Lobo movie in development for quite some time.
Oh, I loved her when she played for UConn.
Not Rebecca.
Not Rebecca.
I'm sorry.
And not Sheriff Lobo either. Basically, Guy Ritchie was developing the film for a good while, and then it became then Brad Payton had started working on it, apparently. And this Bleeding Cool article says that all his career has been is making rubbish sequels. Among those was Journey to the Mysterious Island and Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore.
That's funny. I don't give a damn. That's just hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
The Call of the Wild!
Oh, I'm sorry.
I love that damn movie.
And, of course, apparently the one thing that I was like, what the fuck, is that the movie will likely star The Rock. Which to me does not make any sense.
The whole movie is a what the fuck for me. I'm like, what? Why would you a Lobo movie? I can understand you making a Lobo movie back in the early to mid 90s when the character was popular. I mean, but you wasting all this time and effort and money on a Lobo movie where you still haven't done a Flash Wonder Woman movie at all? Like, come on, dude, really?
You never know. The Lobo movie may be something like Blade, an obscure character that becomes really popular.
I don't know. I agree with Mr. Banff. He wants a Wonder Woman movie where she flashes. I think I'm on his team.
A Lobo movie in Warner Brothers' hands will not be a Blade movie. It just no. I mean, you could tell that from Jonah Hex. That shit ain't gonna be good.
That's probably one of the worst comic book movies ever.
Yeah. So, no. This is a bad idea all the way around. I'm sorry.
All right.
Before you move on, I'm glad you brought up, you said Vin Diesel or The Rock?
The Rock.
Yeah. Today, they released some photos from Fast 6.
Looking good.
And it's just poses, there's two pictures. One of Vin Diesel in his nice V-neck white T-shirt standing there, and then there was another one of him, Paul Walker, and The Rock
trying to all out badass each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's like Diet Expendables.
Yeah, apparently so.
Your girl Gina Carano's going to be in it.
who should be Wonder Woman in any movie.
Yo, I just saw Haywire. Just
it wasn't bad.
Was not bad. I was like, okay, Gina could be. She is definitely Wonder Woman.
Yep.
If you want to do, she is definitely it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The wife has that. I may have to check it out then.
I need yes. I need to look for that.
Yeah, quit fucking around.
I mean, she kicks ass in that movie. She kicks Magneto's ass, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Desperado's ass. She kicks all their asses.
And she put a guy in a triangle choke, and I wouldn't have mind being where he was.
back to Lobo. The plot apparently was leaked as well, where it says Lobo, a powerful alien bounty hunter, lands on Earth in search of four fugitives who are bent on wreaking havoc.
And they would do this instead of Martian Manhunter.
Exactly.
Yes. No,
people aren't taking for a Martian Manhunter movie.
Can we just skip this story because it pisses me off the more I hear about it? Let's go.
Okay. In more movie casting speculation, Viggo Mortensen is being looked at for a possible inclusion in Doctor Strange for a Doctor Strange movie.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And they have confirmed that apparently the character would appear in the movie Thor: The Dark World.
I wonder if
they're going to let Viggo Mortensen play Doctor Strange. I would be good with that.
You said Doctor Strange is supposed to appear in Thor.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know, right?
I'm interested. I like the idea of that.
But currently, you know, what they said was it was a rumor. You know, it is a rumor, so we'll see. But, you know, it's good to get people speculating.
I mean, I'm down with Viggo Mortensen playing Doctor Strange. I really am cool with that.
Can we get a Black Panther appearance in a movie?
Well, yeah, give him an appearance, but do not give Black Panther a movie.
Why you say that, man?
Because it will be god-awfully boring. Think about it this way. Black Panther, the character, is dope, especially when he's in the Avengers, on the cartoon. But by itself, who's the villain? What's going to be the plot? And then would you ever want to see a sequel? It would be a one-and-done movie that will be halfway boring. And it only appeal to people that's black because they're like, oh, look, it's darky on the screen. It's not going to be good. But if you put them in with someone, then you got something. You know, that's and people, you know, people don't want to admit it, but it's true.
You're right. So you're saying we should save him for Avengers 2?
Yeah, something like that, you know, because they did have the Wakanda map in one of those movies and all of that. And
Iron Man 2, yeah.
And they're gonna have Falcon and Captain America 2, so we got some black coming.
Right.
We got War Machine. We're going to have Falcon. Right. So, right. You know, but his own movie, nah. It's a reason why it hasn't happened.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think, too.
And they're waiting for Wesley Snipes to get out of jail.
Oh, shit. Shout out to Nino Brown.
All right. The next story. Oh, go ahead.
I was just about to say, shout out to dark-skinned dude number one from Michael Jackson's The Bad Girl. Right. Shit.
All right. Our next news story. If you were watching Monday Night Raw this past Monday on September the 10th, there was a tag team match between the Primetime Players and Kane and Daniel Bryan. During the match, at some point, Jerry Lawler collapsed on the floor. He was rushed to the back where they applied CPR, and he was later taken to a hospital. It was confirmed this morning, Tuesday, that he had apparently had a heart attack. A lot of reports were coming out. One report from one of the hearts that was backstage said that Jerry was clinically dead for 20 minutes. But he is doing better. This report came from Stacy Carter, the cat, or Miss Kitty, former wife of Jerry Lawler.
Remember, she was there?
No, she wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
She updated her Facebook page basically saying, I have an update on Jerry. The docs are removing his ventilation and taking him out of sedation. He is responsive, which is great. It took a while to revive him last night, so there's the concern of brain damage. He had some tests done, which will show how much, if any, damage there is due to the lack of oxygen to his brain. Unfortunately, the results won't be in until the morning. I appreciate all the calls, texts, tweets, and Facebook messages of support, and I know Jerry will too. Thanks, everybody. And that's basically where we are right now. On the show, basically there was no commentary from that point forward. After commercial breaks, Michael Cole basically just gave the crowd, the listeners or the viewers at home, update on the situation as it came, as he got the information. And, you know, of course, he was very shaken at it. I hate it because when I was watching the match, I turned away and I turned back, and I just noticed that the crowd had got quiet. And no one was, and after a while, I was like, no one's talking. This crowd is just dead or whatever. But I did hear someone keep, you know, some people were shouting, Jerry, Jerry. And I didn't know what was going on until I saw a tweet from Classic basically saying that Jerry collapsed.
Well, here's the thing, though. One, it's sad, and we don't want to wish ill on anyone. But two, it's an indictment on the product. If the product was good, crowd would have still been in it.
Yeah, I think that it's just one of those things, man. You know, people. It was one of those things where people, I don't think, realized what was going on. Of course, because
if I was watching the 49ers versus the Giants and John Madden Bungie jumped out the booth without a cord. I'm still trying to see Joe Montana go for, you know, throw the ball. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no, it's like, you know, people can't turn away from a car accident.
Yeah, but I'm still rooting for my team.
Yeah, people got back into it, especially towards the end. They were pretty pumped for the John Cena and CM Punk promo. It was pretty good. You,
they could have watched Jerry the King Lawler kill Michael Cole in cold blood. With bludgeoning him with the ring bell, and if Stone Cold came out, they'd be like, "Well,
there goes Stone Cold." That's hilarious.
Oh yeah, but for real, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the King.
Yeah, that's sad.
Get well soon. Yeah. All right, and for some reason, I just put down my phone. Like, well, that's done. Oh no, I'm not done. Let's see. Tim posted, Apocalypse and Kang are revealed as villains in Uncanny Avengers along with the Red Skull. For more on this, I pass it over to my correspondent, Tim Dog.
You cannot kill Red Skull.
Yeah.
Can't kill that, right?
A short mini comic book chronicles. Actually, I saw this a couple of weeks ago, and it just popped in my mind this afternoon while I was at work. I was like, hey, that'd be nice to talk about on the show. So there was an article on Newsarama. They were interviewing Rick Remender. It was actually a live chat, and it was a live chat on Marvel's website, and I actually was a part of it. He actually answered some of my questions in the live chat because apparently there might not have been too many people in there, or maybe there weren't that many people actually submitting questions. But anyway. Marvel.com did the interview with Rick Remender, who's going to be writing the Uncanny Avengers book. And at the very end of the chat, he revealed, because it was already revealed that the main villain to start the new book off was going to be Red Skull. And for some reason, he has some beef with mutants now, or will. So,
stupid mutants.
So they were talking about that, and then he was like, oh, yeah, I'll go ahead and reveal two other villains that are supposed to be involved in the series going forward. And he said one is a big-time X-Men villain, and one's a big, long-time Avengers villain. So people were kind of sitting there trying to guess who they were. And he was like, I'll just go ahead and say it. It's Apocalypse and Kang. And I was like, of course, Apocalypse makes sense because he's been using Apocalypse in Uncanny X-Force, which he's been writing. And Kang, I don't think, has been around in a while. So, yeah, it's going to be kind of interesting, those big three villains taking on this new X-Men Avengers conglomerate team.
Hey, Click Nation.
Yes. Yes.
Who would be each of your favorite Marvel villain?
Wow. Oh, wow. Dr. Doom.
I've always liked Apocalypse.
Yeah. Dr. Doom is mine. Because I've always liked the megalomaniacal, ego-driven, power-hungry, dictator kind of villains. So, Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dr. Doom.
What's yours?
Oh, me? Well, if I was going to pick one of the big guys, it's Dr. Doom, but personal favorite is Juggernaut.
Nothing can stop the Juggernaut.
Juggernaut is incredible. But yeah, otherwise it's Dr. Doom. Because he can beat everybody.
Right. And he's smart as hell, so I love an intelligent villain.
Come on,
yeah,
Adam Black.
Villains that scheme in the background.
Right.
It's hard for a villain because I would say Magneto as far as the X-Men, but he blurs that line between villain and hero.
Yeah. I don't think Magneto is a villain.
You got Galactus.
Yeah. Nah. I've never, I like Mr. Sinister. I just thought sometimes Mr. Sinister could be lame. It would probably be Apocalypse as far as being a true villain. I dug his powers. I like the concept of the character. But as far as Spider-Man, because I'm a fan of Spider-Man, and I always liked when Venom showed up every year. Because he showed up pretty much once a year almost in Spider-Man. I, always dug any Venom story they had.
Yeah, he was like Undertaker in WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Right.
My favorite Spider-Man villain was Electro.
Not bad. Yeah. I like, especially when they powered him up more in the 90s, that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You like the mask and everything?
Yeah, the mask was dope.
Sorry.
I like the mask. I'm a stickler for old school costumes. That's why I wasn't crazy about Hawkeye and Avengers. I need the mask.
Got to be the purple and blue. I feel you on that.
Yeah, with the H on the top.
I'm just scared they would have made his costume crappy like Captain America. I'm sorry. I hate that Captain America Avengers costume.
It was better in the movie.
It was better?
It was better in the Captain America movie than it was in the Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, if you're going to do a black superhero, since I shitted on Black Panther, what you do is you do Deathlock.
The 90s version where he was black?
They do Deathlock because if they do a Doctor Strange, they could somehow put this together and make the Secret Defenders.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I want to see Thunderbolts get brought into a movie.
Thunderbolts need to be somewhere on somebody's media doing something.
That's good.
But yeah, and they could do a Defenders movie in 2038. But if they would do the Ant-Man movie, then kill him, we can get a Goliath.
This is the hard-hitting comic book news you hear on the Quick Nation podcast.
Just a false one. All right, I'm done.
What else you got?
All right. Black? WWE released a listing of their DVDs coming out in 2013. Among them is a supposed Goldberg career retrospective.
I don't want to see that.
Retrospective?
Goldberg.
Oh yeah, because they own the material now.
The world for a good 2-3 years, though.
Old school WCW heads will buy it.
Yeah. If I was into it, I would buy it. Those WCW in the 90s, those years was incredible.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of which, they are doing Best of Nitro Volume 2.
Best of what?
So that's awesome. Best of Nitro.
Oh, okay, cool.
And let's see, among them, there's also a best of Magic Square Garden matches, best of war games. Awesome.
Oh, that kicks ass.
Mm-hmm. The Money in the Bank anthology DVD set and a Raw 20th anniversary box set, which I think Raw's 20th anniversary is at the beginning of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And let's see. I've got one more story I found out right before we started. Chris Brown apparently has a new tattoo. It has been pointed out that the tattoo looks like his ex-girlfriend Rihanna, and the picture looks like it's Rihanna's picture from the mugshot where she got beaten up by Chris Brown. But apparently, according to Mr. Banff, he said it was a Mexican death skull
for the Mexican Festival of Death.
I think that's just the actual maneuver that he put on Rihanna. I think that's
what I think it is.
Like it says, it's clover leaf.
You know what I'm saying? You know, he hit ass with the Mexican death drop. You know, I saw the tattoo. That shit looked just like Rihanna after she got her ass kicked by Chris Brown. That's exactly what that damn tattoo looks like. Chris ain't fooling no goddamn buddy. I told y'all, them pretty boys, you gotta watch out for them pretty boys. Pretty boys are fucking insane.
Yeah. Especially if they look like a short Tyson Chandler. You know?
It's a black person on the show? Oh, you're talking about Chris Brown. I'm thinking about something else.
No. Even though I'm... Then so I'm digging Rihanna's tattoo of ISIS below her boobs.
Her dirty pillows. She still got a big ass forehead, though. I don't give a damn. That shit ain't cute.
She's slightly overrated to me.
Yeah, her ass can't sing worth a damn. And then she got a big ass forehead, so, eh.
No, no. I've seen her naked. I'm a fan.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not saying I'd be passing her up if the opportunity came, but...
Of course not.
Of course not. Tim, she'd be lucky to have you.
Well, thank you.
I mean, well, hell, she gives it up to everybody else, so, you know.
Yeah. I just have to start beating women and rapping.
So that means you just need to work on your lyrics.
Women like that. Women like to be strong-armed, as they say.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, we get into some old Pat Robertson type of shit.
Oh, know what's up.
Oh God. Anyway, that's the Click Nation news.
Thank you, Adam Black. So we're gonna take a short break, and when we come back, we're gonna get into the topic for tonight, which is going to be the 2012 fall TV preview, and we're just gonna take a look at see what debuting shows are coming out, what days and what networks they're coming on, which ones we're looking forward to and not looking forward to, and a little more. So sit back, relax, and we'll be right back.
Hey, true believers, it's Adam Black from the Click Nation podcast, and I want to tell you about comicrelated.com. At comicrelated.com, you can find all comic book related news, columns, blogs, and podcasts. The Click Nation podcast can be found there as well. You can listen to interviews from your favorite comic book creators. The Sketch site offers tips for aspiring comic book artists. The great writers and columnists on the site also review comic books and graphic novels, some you may not have even heard of. So even if you are a Marvel, a DC, a mutant lover, an indie comic only guy, or someone who only looks at comic book movies, if what you like is comic book related, it can be found at comicrelated.com.
This has to be on the show. With the hey, did you get Jetstream? Nah, I don't know. Did he just? I think he logged. He sent me a message. I'm gonna send him a text message. I don't know where he's at.
Man, maybe that will be the blooper reel someday. Just nothing but the junk.
Yeah, we'll put that on the DVD release.
Speaking of junk, did you see that damn Serena Williams walk out on Jimmy Fallon show?
No, I didn't see it.
Say it again.
Serena Williams was on Jimmy Fallon the other day, and you know, he introduced her, and she walked out, and matter of fact,
she brought her ass with her, huh?
Yeah, let's see. Where's this
guy? Hi, I'm Serena Arenas. I'm Serena Williams. This is my ass.
There you go, right there.
Let's see. Right, this is my ass, and it is magnificent.
Yeah, you can Photoshop all you want. Serena still wins.
Exactly.
I know, right?
My name is Serena Williams, and I am dunked out.
Exactly.
And her chest ain't that easy.
Right.
All right, I guess we'll kick it back to the show.
Yeah. I'm Tim's dog, and I can't wait to see Grey's Anatomy.
And welcome back to the Click Nation podcast. As my host giggle in the background. As for people that missed it, it was teasing us coming out of break, teasing on me.
That was funny.
Yeah.
So yes, we are going to talk about TV shows, and no, I do not love Grey's Anatomy. To answer Eclectic's question earlier, well, it wasn't much of a question, more of a statement.
Yeah.
And the Heart of Dixie.
I did watch Heart of Dixie a couple weeks ago.
Whoa.
got her name on there. Wilson.
OC girl, yeah, right?
Gotta watch her.
Yeah. Nashville, huh? You gonna watch that Nashville? You gonna watch that Nashville guy?
Nah. Huh? Got a piece of straw in his mouth.
Daisy Dukes.
What?
What? Huh?
Daisy Dukes, huh?
Anyway.
So, for my our guide for this to see what new and returning shows are coming on, I'm using epguides.com. They do a pretty good job of updating their website. And eclecticrelaxation.com, Eclectic himself did a nice little post on what shows he's looking forward to seeing this upcoming fall and fall TV. So I think a good night to start off with is Monday. And let's see, September 24th, Dancing with the Stars returns on ABC at 8 o'clock, and that's followed up with Castle, also starting on September 24th, and that comes on at 10 o'clock. Anyone here an actual fan of Dancing with the Stars?
No. Not a Dance with the Stars. It was another show. I can't do Dance with the Stars.
Yeah, I don't really do it either. I did see a commercial, I want to say last week, where like the commercial ended and it was like, I guess it's like going to be an all-star version of the show.
Yeah, I don't want to see. I just don't like to see a bunch of has-beens and a bunch of never was trying to dance. That's just not my idea of fun. So,
yeah. So
that's the same reason I don't go to the club.
Exactly.
And let's see, CBS on Mondays. Let's see, on September 24th, How I Met Your Mother.
Sorry.
Some show called Partners. Yeah. Comes on right after that. It's a new show, which I don't know anything about. Two Broke Girls moves to a new time.
Woohoo!
9 o'clock. That's a show I tried to give some of my attention to last fall year, and I just couldn't do it.
That's the one with the Thor girl, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And now she's like a big thing now just because she had a little bit part in Thor.
They said she's going to have a bigger role in Thor too.
Yes.
Yeah. I like Two Broke Girls. I think it's hilarious.
Partners is a, well, let me see the premise for it, is that although they couldn't be more different, Lewis and Joe are lifelong partners in an architecture firm. Their bromance is tested when Joe gets engaged and Lewis is in a new relationship. Hijinks ensue.
Watch out.
So So watch it.
That show has, because like I said, yeah, they're both partners in an architectural firm. They're like best friends for life. One of them is gay and dates Brandon Ralph.
Awesome. Oh, Brandon. Superman.
Yeah, how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, this
work, man.
Yeah, this is how we'll do it. If I come across a new show, Adam Black, you'll Google it for me and fill us in on what the show's about, okay?
I'll do better than Google. I'll Wikipedia it, Tim.
Oh, shit.
That'll work, too.
The click GM and his assistant.
I see that. I just left all out this bitch. That's all damn right.
It's a teamwork here.
Damn.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Tim, what? You forgot something again.
Oh, yes. Yes, the segment that I always forget to do.
Yeah. I was gonna let it ride this week.
It's because I haven't done the. I keep trying to do the show outline from memory.
Dude, it's in the exact same spot every fucking week. Every time you send out the damn lineup, it's in the same spot. In the same spot,
Mr. Banff.
No. Nope. We're gonna leave it alone this week.
What the fuck is out on Blu-ray?
Then shit come out this week.
Nothing probably did come out.
Don't give a fuck. That's along with the damn TV seasons. Let's go.
That's gonna be my excuse.
May as well have that be a whole episode.
That motherfucker in the same damn spot. Every time you that damn email that says, hey, this is what the fuck we gonna do on the show tonight. It's in the same spot. Right before quick news. Right before it.
Y'all need to speak up.
What? Dude, you typed it. You make that itinerary, nigga.
Who goes there?
I've been on here like 10 minutes waiting for a nigga to introduce me and say some shit like, hey, nigga, or something. I've been just sitting here waiting like 10 minutes.
I had to call Rodney. Call someone.
Hey, nigga, you ain't gonna get introduced. You know why? Because this nigga keep forgetting the whole fucking segment of the show.
you're not gonna hijack this from me.
Oh, I will.
Times is hard for the click GM.
I know, right? Showing out in front of company.
Oh shit!
What? Hold on, dude. Don't get put off your own show.
Oh shit! Oh, I just said fuck it. I'm about to play Guitar Hero. Monkey ass.
What's going on here? I'm losing control.
As Tim skips away.
Yeah, it's hair going side to side.
Oh, that was funny.
So, first, let me introduce the newly joined member of the podcast.
The Mighty.
Tonight, the Mighty Mighty Leroy Jetstream.
Hey, what's up, people?
Welcome. How are things?
Oh, you know what? Everything's cool, man. Everything's great, man. You know.
Cool.
And do we have to update your status on the podcast, or is Leroy Jetstream and that other guy still separate? Hey, you know what? Yeah, nah, dude. My wife told me I had to cut that shit out. So, Leroy Jetstream has to be married too. My wife was like, okay, nigga, you know. You're doing a podcast, whatever, but that's the most crazy shit I heard. All right. But baby, you know, that shit crazy. I'm married and, you know, and right now it's great, man. Whenever Adam Black brings back my damn camera, man, you know, I got stopped by TSA trying to sneak my camera through the airport because I don't have a camera bag.
Sorry, sir.
You mean,
you want to buy
Adam Black bar or something, dude? I mean, you will never.
Do I don't know what you know. What, don't you know what any of you guys are talking about.
I don't want to hear that.
You know what? I'm going to leave Adam Black alone because I sell like some Adam Black CDs from like 2000 back in the day.
That's some shit.
Sitting here,
Adam Black 60 boys.
so much chaos right now.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Y'all better calm down before the click GM fire all y'all.
What the hell of a...
Call y'all into the center of the ring.
You get jumped on. Anyway.
Oh, shit. That's funny. That's
like they don't know how to mute their phones.
That's the theme music for him. AJ. Gets away from the ring.
Yeah, I was just about to say, is that too interesting?
He's just playing around just to play the show. Anyway.
Hey, that's just hilarious.
Let's please hear what's what the fuck is out on Blu-ray.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we actually going to do my segment.
Yes.
Yes. Fantastic. But yes, what the fuck coming out on Blu-ray this week? September the 11th, 2012. Really, it ain't shit. It's called a few seasons and a couple movies. We will start out with The Vampire Diaries. Season number 3 is now out on Blu-ray today. Oh. Anybody look at that? No one looks at that show, I don't think.
It's a show that I think I like, but I just Thursday nights is kind of busy, so... And I say this like I don't have a TiVo to record it.
Right. Mm-mm. Well, you know, go out buy it if you want it. Who gives a damn? The second thing is The Big Bang Theory Season 5. They're actually going back and re-releasing all the older seasons of Big Bang Theory. And Season 5 came out today.
That was the last What the Fuck Is Out on Blu-ray, right?
Yeah, last year's season, and then I can't remember, I think season 4, some odd shit like that. I have to look it up, I can't remember, but yeah, still one of my favorite shows. I love that show, you know, everybody should see it, it's funny, and it's out on Blu-ray, so you can have it in high def at your home, or digitally download it, which, you know, digital properties do come with the movie. What we got? Next thing is Spartacus Vengeance, and this is the I think this is the season of Spartacus that the original actor is not in because, you know, he passed away or whatever, but that is out today as well. And today also sees the release of Snow White and the Huntsman with Kirsten Stewart, Chris Hemsworth, and, you know,
isn't that quick?
Huh?
Isn't that quick to come out already?
Yeah.
I think it came out in June? Or May?
Yeah, it seemed like that's a good turnaround. That's almost like I got the hookup.
Turning around. The DVD, almost?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, because, yeah. I didn't get to see that one in the theater. It looks really good. I don't know how great of a movie it is, but hey, you know.
And Kristen Stewart was banging the director.
Yeah, she was banging the director. Still going with her Twilight co-star.
Yes.
It was like, dirty whore.
That's the only way she should get in that movie, man. We all know she can't act. That's the only way she got in that movie.
Last thing that came out, well, actually this came out yesterday on Monday, which is a hot day, sees the Blu-ray debut of Titanic in its 2D form and its 3D form. So, you know, if you like Titanic, it is now out on Blu-ray for you to enjoy in high def and in 3D. Buy it if you want.
Yeah, I gotta see how that movie ends.
The ship sinks and they all die.
Oh, well, fuck.
Spoiler alert.
Do we actually know they all died?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Did Nolan do this fucking movie then?
Oh, God.
So, anything?
Yeah. That's it. That's all what the fuck come out. That's all what came out this week.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, Leroy Jetstream, you're just joining us, but we were running down the Monday fall TV lineup. Let me pull it back up. So, let's see. We're on CBS. Let's see. After Two Broke Girls, Mike and Molly comes on, and then finally end with Hawaii 5-0, which I hear is a nice program, but it's another one of those hour-long shows that I just can't get into.
It is a good show. I mean, there are a lot of shows on this list that I watch, but I may not record, or, that I probably won't record, but I watch them when they come on, but I may not follow on a regular basis. And Hawaii Five-O is one of those shows. It's always good whenever I see it. And Mike and Molly, while Eclectic was joking, is actually a pretty decent show.
Okay.
I guess.
Here's something.
Tim says he's going to watch it.
I was going to say, here's a show Eclectic, I believe, watches. But now we're on the CW on Monday night, 90210.
That's my shit.
Yeah.
Watching out with Gossip Girl.
Yes. So the night starts off, and they don't start till October 8th with 90210, which I like.
Shouts to anorexic white people with first world problems.
Yeah. And with the adopted black kids.
Yeah, adopted lame black kids.
Nah, he was a little pimp in one season when he had the older black girl.
Yeah.
The artist or something she was.
Yeah, she was hot, though. I like these shows.
That was like the last season I watched fully. And then because it came on Tuesday nights, which was cool for me. And then they moved it to Mondays, and Mondays just too hectic.
Now, see, these type of shows, like, I enjoy the 90210 and Gossip Girl, but they're not appointment television. They're TiVo, and you watch them when you're cooking or you're cleaning up or something. So I don't want people to think that I'm sitting up and popping popcorn and, you know.
Yeah, I did have that image in my mind.
I'm all in front of giggling. The TV. Yeah.
Candles and all that shit.
Candles and wine and...
I'm not in front of the TV with both fists tucked under my chin, staring attentively at the TV. except for, the fuzzy shit.
Yeah, I need to try that. I need to try to just start recording stuff just to, like, have on in the background as noise.
Yeah, because they're decent shows, but then there's not like it's Lost or The Sopranos where you have to watch. But it's something, it's just something to watch. And every now and then you get a nice-looking piece of woman on there.
Mm-hmm. Which is definitely on the next show, Gossip Girl.
Yeah, I like Gossip Girl. Gossip Girl, because they catty and they, like, somebody fucking somebody, then they blackmailing them, and then they kill them or some shit, and then they're like, oh, let's go make Rice Krispie treats. It's just, I like the show.
So and that's the last season for it, too.
Oh, that's fucked up. Mm-hmm. But they do have the Carrie Diaries is going to be a replacement, and the Carrie Diaries at 9 o'clock on the CW. That is the prequel to the Sex and the City show. It's going to be set in the '80s, and it's going to be the Sex and the City Carrie and all those people.
Oh, okay.
Oh God.
It's new characters, right?
Nah, it's literally the prequel.
It's the same. It's the same character.
The same character.
They just have different
like
playing them, though, right?
No, yeah. It's not going to be them. Carrying them. They about 212 years old now. They can't. Right. They're going to do that. They could do the new Gossip Girl. I mean, new Golden Girls. but that's about it.
Okay. Let's see. Fox starts off on September 17th with Bones, and that's a new time. I guess they switched up their whole Monday lineup. Bones, and then new show, The Mob Doctor, with some blonde chick. I've seen the commercials. It's the blonde chick that's been, like, guest starring a couple of shows before in the past.
She was in that movie with Jeremy Piven, The Goods.
Yes, that's where I knew her from.
Mm-hmm. It's a series that follows a brilliant Chicago surgeon who must deal with protecting her career and reputation due to a family debt to the mob, even if it puts everybody, including her loved ones and friends, in jeopardy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
All right, so that's Fox. Anyone, does that description pique anyone's curiosity for The Mob Doctor?
No,
it could be good.
I mean, I like the idea of someone making you do some shit against your will. Shouts to Chris Brown. But I don't think I'm going to watch that show, though.
Yeah, I won't be checking it out either. thought I'd poll the audience here. Let's see, NBC on September 10th, which was yesterday. The Voice, I guess, started back up. Eclectic watches that, right?
Well, yeah, The Voice falls into the eclectic, the eclectic reality show rule, where I watch these shows like The Voice and Idol and America's Next Top Model and Survivor, but I watch it to see if there's a hot woman on there, and I continue to watch it until they're voted off. So I will watch The Voice. You know, they do the auditions. If somebody's a piece of ass, I'm going to watch it because they're going to be on the TV show every week. So I'm going to watch it. And I like to watch Pale Snooki, Christina Aguilera, and her her sweaty, glittery titties that she's always has on display when they spin around.
They are sweaty and glittery, aren't they?
Yeah, glistening honey-baked hams she got in her bra.
I love it.
So I watch it for that. And for Grimlock Arms CeeLo.
Good God. Eclectic with the adjectives and adverbs.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn.
And
that was funny.
Like even reaching his pockets.
He kind of got lean.
Following The Voice on September 17th, which will be, I guess, next week, Revolution starts. Brand new show.
Yeah, Diet Abrams,
right?
Is that a show about Prince in the 80s? What is that?
No.
Yes,
no.
It's Wendy and Lisa battling each other.
Oh, hang on. What?
Can you feel it?
Stop.
So that R&B mashup. That's all.
Yeah.
It's like the Marvel mashups at the end of Avengers.
Oh God. So
I'm not interested in Diet Hunger Games, but I might TiVo it and then wait for you guys to give it a review before I watch it.
It's going to be added to my TiVo, so hopefully I'll find time to give a quick reviews, at least on the first like two or three episodes, and then after that, I'll know for certain if it's sticking on the season pass or not.
It basically Revolution takes place in a post-apocalyptic future, like Hunger Games. 15 years earlier, an unknown phenomenon disabled all advanced technology on the planet, ranging computers and electronics to car engines, jet engines, and batteries, and people were forced to adapt to a world without technology. And due to a collapse of public order, many areas are ruled by warlords and militias. And the series focuses on the Matheson family, who possesses an item that is the key to not only finding out what happened 15 years ago, but also a possible way to reverse its effects. However, they must elude various enemy groups who want to possess that power for themselves.
Okay, so we know it's not going to last a full over and under on 5 episodes.
I say 7.
Okay.
No, you know what? I called it. It's okay. I give it maybe 5. It looks like it has a lot of holes in it. So.
Yeah, but it's under the care of Abrams, right?
That's
touch and go, dude. That's touch and go him sometimes.
That could afford him a couple episodes.
Abrams, John Favreau, directed the pilot episode.
He's kind of starting off this one kind of like how Fringe was, because Fringe started off slow and then it kind of picked up, and then it's kind of dead in the water now. It's the last season, so Fringe is gone. So I don't know with this one. I don't know how it's gonna kind of go. Like I said, I saw it. He didn't really do anything in there too surprising to me. So I was like, no. But that was the season premiere. So we'll see.
Cool. Okay. I'm gonna skip all this. I'm assuming fam means
family channel.
Yeah, ABC Family and MTV and TNT. Nothing to talk about. So let's go to Tuesday nights.
Tuesday.
NBC had, we Dancing Stars comes back on Tuesday nights again. Oh, Happy Endings, my favorite show.
That was about the massage parlor, right?
Yes.
Right.
AKA and
goes down.
AKA the client list. Another show I loved on Lifetime with Jennifer Love Hewitt playing a misogynist.
I think that's a masseuse, but go ahead.
Yeah.
How dare you?
And she played a nice whore that her husband left and then came back at the end of last season.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And now she has to decide if she wants to still whore?
Kinda. I've watched last episode. I just don't remember now what happened in it.
He only watched 3 seconds.
I think he found out what she had been doing. I think she had found out what he had been doing the whole time. So, dun dun dun.
Oh, yes. Well, take the kids.
The client list is brought to you by Kleenex and Lotion.
But let's see. Happy Endings. Let's see. It has a new. Let's see. It comes on at 9 o'clock on ABC, and that's a new. It's new time, and it debuts October 23rd. It's a 30-minute comedy, which I always recommend. Nice little 30-minute shows. They don't take much time to watch it all, and it's hilarious. Watch it. I give it the Tim Dahl stamp of approval.
Oh, shit. Three barks up.
Yes. I'd give it five.
Oh, five barks.
Five is possible. And it's also followed by another show that I recommend. Don't Trust the Bee. I think in Apartment 23 or something like that it's called. Me.
Yeah, it's a good. That's real funny.
Yeah, don't trust the bee in Apartment 23.
It's a real funny show.
Oh, and they moved Private Practice to Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock.
Ooh,
I'm 10,000. I can't wait to watch Private Practice.
I never actually said I watched Private Practice. I've watched it in the past. And that would, no, then the break, you were saying Grey's Anatomy, not Power Rangers.
I apologize.
Get the shows right.
I didn't mean to besmirch your name.
Thank you. You see, CBS has NCIS, starts on September 25th. And NCIS Los Angeles follows that. I think that's the one with...
Actually, I do watch that.
Oh.
That's one with Robin and LL Cool J.
Yeah, I do watch that. It's a decent show. It's not just one episode. It's one story. They kind of have things, callbacks, and they build to a bigger thing. And the chick on the show is kind of damn sexy.
Oh, you talking about with the black hair?
Yeah, and the messed up eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
I'm a fan of both NCIS shows. Usually that would be the show I watch with the Mrs., just, sit down, watch it. But, I'm doing a podcast on Tuesday nights now, so can't do it. Even though there's a chance that I would be able to watch NCIS because sometimes we're usually late.
Yeah, that's another one of those shows where I've never watched it when it was on, but I'll come home, start to cook, I'll throw it on, and, watch it that way. But the chick, she's
oh yeah, pretty good, pretty hot.
And see, and then after that, then we have Vegas.
It's not the cool Vegas show that used to be on NBC. Okay.
I was gonna say that was Las Vegas.
Yeah, this is a bullshit Vegas.
And this is a
yeah. This got like Ben Grimm and Trinity and
Ben Grimm.
Yeah. What was his name on No Ordinary Family?
Man, show that sucked that should have been good.
But there's no interest in this show from anyone. Yeah. I don't think. I think they're trying to. Isn't it like a period piece too? Like they're trying to set it back in the day. Yeah, don't nobody.
Yeah,
They're trying to make you like you could save
like Mad Men
time and go rent Casino. You really is rent Casino and be much happier.
Actually, it's even before Casino. It's like right when Vegas first was still essentially desert land. And like I said, Ben Grimm plays a big time gangster.
Plays something unbelievable.
Right. And then, it's got Dennis Quaid who plays, the sheriff in town. and Trinity and Trinity is the
wait, Mr. Banff, that's your Dennis Quaid.
That's more Clint Eastwood than Dennis Quaid.
Shouts to Invisible Chairs.
Exactly. I don't have a Dennis Quaid. Let me work on that. But I got a Clint Eastwood, you know, because that's how Clint sounds now. He sounds like an angry-ass, racist-ass white man.
Oh, no.
He is. He's with talent. He is.
Oh, yeah, though. He talks to invisible chairs on, what? You know.
President Porch Monkey.
Whoa. Yeah, President Porch Monkey. Why did that have a ring to it?
That coin is Professor Kyle. No.
Wow.
Man.
Let's see.
That was basically a good. That's the synopsis of the show.
So there you go.
That new show's going to be on racist HBO. WHBOs.
See, CW has Heart of Dixie at a new time, and that starts October 2nd. After that is Emily Owens, MD, and that's a completely new show.
What is that?
It has something to do with a doctor.
Yeah. I'm thinking so.
A better name is Tasha.
let's see. The series follows the life of Emily Owens.
Oh, damn, I was wrong.
Who is a first-year intern at Denver Memorial Hospital, where she realizes their med school crush, Will Ryder, Justin Hartley, he played Green Arrow in Smallville, and her high school nemesis, Cassandra Cope, whatever, played by Aja Naomi King, also work. Emily is not only the new kid once again, but real life is also just as awkward as high school. Damn, I can relate to that. Never mind.
Oh, shit.
Oh, sorry.
Just hit the chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I don't want to see. Huh?
Yeah. The chick ain't even that cute, so.
What about the Aja chick? Sound like she might be hot.
Yeah, she sounds exotic. What she look like?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Her eyes might be squinty.
Might be.
Either her eyes are squinty or her skin is an extremely deep, dark, kind of golden brown.
She has a tan.
With
green eyes.
Let's see how many tissues we give this girl.
Well, Adam Black checks what her stats are. We're going to move on to Fox.
Oh, she ain't that bad. Huh.
Share with the rest of the class, sir.
Yes.
Oh, she's very nice.
She might make the relaxation website.
Yeah, appreciation.
Yes.
I will try and put it in the chat later.
Yeah, yes.
Fox has Raising Hope, starring October 2nd. New show, Ben and Kate.
I have this on my list. I think I'm going to give this a shot because I like what they're doing with the little girl on there. Now, they got the token darkie on there, and I'm pretty sure that he's going to be about as funny as lung cancer, but
wow!
I like what they're doing with the little girl and the guy that is missing his ex or whatever the hell. So it might be funny. So I'm gonna give it a two show shot.
Okay, that's the most you can ask for out of a show, or most of the show can ask for.
Right.
Let's see, New Girl, which I endorse, and. That's the same night, Wednesday or Tuesdays, at 9 o'clock. Followed by the new show, The Mindy Project, with Mindy, whatever her last name is.
I think it's Unfunny.
What's her last name, Adam Black?
Mindy Kaling.
From The Office.
Yeah. That's a handy Mindy. For Unfunny.
Right.
It follows a single physician played by Kaylene with a unique persona as she tries to navigate her way through her personal and professional life. The character was inspired by Kaylene's mother, who was an OBGYN. Sounds like one of them Bridget Jones movies or something.
Yeah, definitely will not be watching it.
Nor will the rest of America.
Right.
Let's see. NBC, September 11th, which is tonight, The Voice.
Yeah, so I guess Monday and Tuesday it comes on. Because it came on Monday? Yeah, it came on Monday, yeah. So then we have two back-to-back, after that, two back-to-back new shows, Go On and the New Normal.
Right.
Yeah, Go On stars Matthew Perry as a sportscaster trying to move on from the loss of his wife.
I don't know how many shows they can keep giving him.
Yeah, he's trying to move on from the lost friends.
They're trying to move on.
Yeah, but basically, he's gonna have to keep on moving on with this one.
Yeah, he's gonna have to go on.
Yeah, I caught this one. It wasn't that good.
Yeah, he has to join a support group, you know, as he tries to deal with his wife's death. And of course, the people in the support group will provide many hijinks and hilarity.
Mm. Yeah.
So what do you got for the New Normal?
It's basically Community with a support group.
Oh yeah, that's basically what it is.
The New Normal. Let me get that pulled up. New comedy. The premise is that Brian, played by Andrew Rannells, and David Justin Bartha are a happy LA couple with successful careers. They're both men. Okay, just let your folks know. The only thing missing in their relationship is a baby. They meet Goldie, played by Georgia King, a single mother and waitress from the Midwest who has moved to L.A. with her 8-year-old daughter, Shania. Jane, Goldie's mother, follows her family to the city against her granddaughter's wishes. Goldie decides to become Brian and David's surrogate, and naturally her family gets involved.
He says all of this to say that this is 1/4 of Modern Family.
Right.
Yes.
With NeNe Leakes.
Yeah. Yes. Jesus.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I cannot stand that woman. Like I want to fight her in the face.
Wait, they said NeNe Leakes is on this show?
Yeah.
NeNe Leakes the show, yeah.
She's a cast member.
What is she doing?
She's
setting back the race another 200-300 years.
She's trying to be funny.
Yes, she's an actress now.
Yeah, did you see her last scripted show, Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Right.
Yeah. Yes, that is. Yeah, it was. That was acting.
She's actually pretty funny on that shit.
To round out the
shout outs to the Snuffleupagus.
Oh, bird.
To round out the NBC lineup, we have Parenthood. Which debuts tonight, September
11th. Oh, with Robert Townsend?
No.
God,
no. Parenthood.
No, please don't bring up that show.
No Reagan Gomez Preston?
And a very special to Parenthood. Every fucking episode. Very special.
Dad, I'm getting breasts.
Well,
fully beat me up.
And he's not funny.
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dang,
he was funny back in the day.
Yeah, when he had the Partners in Crime.
Oh, yeah, that shit was hilarious, dude.
Yeah, but on The Parenthood, he was like Bill Cosby with NutraSweet.
Right.
Man.
Not even Splenda?
Maybe Equal.
Yeah. Little dash of stevia.
Yeah. Heathcliff Huxtable Zero.
Oh shit. Alright.
So yeah, Wednesday, let's see, ABC has The Middle and a new show Neighbors, which I know that
Neighbors
has
to, huh? Neighbors is on my list too. I'm gonna get that a two shot.
Yeah.
Two show shot.
Has to do with aliens being neighbors of some people, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Third Rock with Neighbors.
And let's see, Modern Family comes on after that, September 26th still. Suburgatory, October 17th. Right. And then Nashville comes on October 10th, and that's the country singing show with...
Tim Dodd will be watching that show.
Nice. And singing along.
I'll check out the chick from Heroes.
In full costume.
Yeah. I got two shows on my list, the 10 and 10:30. I got South Park that I got on Wednesday that I'm gonna watch, and I got Key and Peele at 10:30.
How is that? Because I've seen
Yes, yeah. Just send them the YouTube clips.
Yeah. I said, bitch.
Yeah, I saw that one.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I need to. Is that even on this thing?
No.
I don't think it's on there. It comes on the 10:30.
Okay.
Well, they have South Bend. This one, they push South Park to 10:30 for some reason.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, send us that in the notifications.
Yeah, that shit sounds hilarious.
Let's see. CBS, Survivor starts September 9th.
I'm definitely watching that. I've watched every season of Survivor. It falls under the eclectic reality show rule.
Chicks.
Yeah, I mean, the whole series, they're in bikinis. Most of them are attractive. And this particular season has TV's Blair from Facts of Life.
Yes.
And Jeff Kent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Former baseball MVP.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to watch that.
Criminal Minds follows it, and CSI follows that.
I just want to say, I definitely, as far as like the station I probably will watch on Wednesday, it will probably be ABC pretty much the whole night, except for Nashville, Tim.
Okay.
So, I'll even watch
ABC,
Neighbors.
Yeah, ABC. I'll tune in for Modern Family. That'll probably be the only thing I check out.
Yeah, The Middle and Suburgatory are actually pretty funny shows, though.
Let's see, CW now. Arrow debuts October 10th, and that is based on the DC comic book character Green Arrow. It's their Smallville replacement. That, I think everyone, well, I'm speaking for everyone, but I think we all want to check that out and see if it's good or not.
What's that?
Arrow.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I hate that they're determined not to put any superpowers in it, though. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, you never know. That may show up later.
Yeah, as she develops her powers as an Amazon. I don't know.
I'm talking about Arrow.
Yeah, Arrow.
I'm talking about Arrow, dude. Yeah.
Arrow, Amazon.
How are we going to introduce Black Canary at some point in time? I mean,
she's kind of in it.
She's cast, but they're not going to do.
She's cast, but she doesn't have any powers. So what's
they're
the
not
going to
do powers. Yeah, that's kind of.
But if she comes across and she's wearing fishnet stockings, hey, that's 90% of the battle.
This is why DC continues to lose.
We'll have to wait and see if Marvel does the same thing with their TV shows.
Their show's going to be the shit.
Let's see. Arrow's followed by Supernatural. It starts October 3rd. And that's a new time for it because it used to be on Friday nights, I want to say, or Thursday nights.
I think the past few years it's been on Fridays.
Right. Yeah. And let's see. Fox has The X Factor, which starts tomorrow. And let's see.
Talking about X-Pac?
Oh, shit. Shouts to the Bronco Buster.
Yeah.
Yes.
Another, like, there's not enough singing shows.
Wait a minute. So I watched that for the same reason. If it's a hot chick on there, preferably without some bullshit, lame ass sob story about her father leaving her, or she don't have enough money to get Ovaltine for a stupid fuck face kids or something. But
I don't think they want to be called fuck face.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My bad. Yeah, I call him like I see him. But I'm going to watch that.
NBC starts off with back-to-back new shows. Animal Practice, September 26th. And Guys with Kids, which debuts tomorrow, September 12th.
Animal Practice sounds like House. The series involves...
Got the guy from Weeds on there.
Oh, yeah. It's basically around the drama and the practice, both personal dramas between the staff and professional dramas between the staff and clients. Probably some guy who loves animals but hates people or some bullshit.
Pretty much. I caught a preview of it. The best actor on there is the monkey, Rizzo. The monkey's the best actor.
And Guys with Kids is three 30-something men must raise their infant children despite the absence of their wives as one of them is divorced.
That's the one that somebody we know produced, right? Was it Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it has Anthony Anderson, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Could be funny, but it's hard to say.
I doubt if I ever seen the episode. It seems like there's a long form version of like Who's Your Caddy, that awful movie. Or some shit. That's a long form.
I thought you was gonna at least say baby daddy, but he said Who's Your Caddy?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Let's see. After those two shows are done, Law and Order: Special Victims Unit.
Yeah, I'll be checking that out.
Silence.
It's good. It's a good show.
And then after that, Chicago Fire, new show, which debuts October 10th.
It's produced by Dick Wolf from Law and Order.
He said Dick.
Don.
Wolf. but yeah, the show follows the lives of firefighters and paramedics working at the Chicago Fire Department at the firehouse of Engine 51, Truck 81, Squad 3. God damn.
It sounds like you're about to hike the football.
Sound like Peyton Manning over here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I probably won't watch that show. I don't like firefighter shows all that much.
E, you said there was, besides South Park, the new show, was it something in Pell, Ty and Pell?
On what day? On Wednesday?
On Wednesday.
No, I just had South Park and Key and Pell.
Can you give the quick description of Key and Pell?
Key and Pell is it's like a variety sketch show. It's two guys. It's almost in the format of the Chappelle Show, where they come out and talk to the audience and do a little couple of jokes, and it sets up a clip, and then they go to a clip, and it's usually a short comedy scene where they had things like they make a parody of Hell's Kitchen. They have one where Obama was freestyling on the corner. He was teaching his daughter to drive. They had a translator. They had this hilarious, I said, bitch. skit. So
don't forget the Forrest Whitaker one, the Forrest Whitaker baby one. That one's crazy.
Hell yeah. Oh, and the one where one of the guys was talking real gangster outside, and another guy came, and then he left, and he ended up being gay. It's just a lot of, it's worth a shot. It's worth something to look at. It's not a lot of funny things on TV these days, so give it a shot.
Okay. So let's skip to Thursday night. ABC is debuting at 8 o'clock on September 27th, Last Resort.
I'm actually really excited about that show. It's about the renegade crew of a U.S. naval submarine that defies an order to launch nuclear missiles towards Pakistan and basically costs the commanding officer his job when he refuses to follow out the orders. And then when his second command also questions the same orders, the vessel is fired upon and the crew are left for dead. And basically because they've been declared enemies, they set up camp on a fictional island and declare themselves a sovereign nation with nuclear capability.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And they also have to, of course, clear their innocence for, you know, disobeying orders and that type of thing.
Yeah, damn, man. That's a lot of stuff, man. What, you got 24, A-Team, and Crimson Tide.
All wrapped into one.
At the same damn time.
And, you know, stars Andre Brower. So it's got to be good. He does usually good work. Yeah. So
Andre Brower, the new voice of Darkseid.
Yes.
AKA the only person that could make a Superman movie watchable.
Darkseid.
Darkseid, Brainiac, or Bizarro.
No, General Zod?
No, General Zod. Nah, Bizarro was good because he'd be the only person that could fight dude head to head, and it'd be believable.
True.
And then it would be a good, you know, you could maybe they could show us Bizarro where everything's all backwards and shit. At least it'd be a good visual.
Yeah.
And let's see, following Last Resort on ABC, you have Grey's Anatomy and Scandal.
Now you're talking. Best show of the night. Yeah, now you're talking about something. Hell no. Scandal. Dude. You get to see Kerry Washington and the lips. And that was a lot of intrigue.
That was the show that blew the internet up this past spring.
Yeah, yeah. And season one is available for instant streaming on Netflix right now.
Yeah, that came out this week, I think. Now, Grey's Anatomy.
Huh? I'm sorry, that's my what the fuck is streaming on Netflix segment.
Thank you.
The thing with Grey's Anatomy, I had while I was dating my wife now. That show is a show that it's terrible. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. I thought you were going to have a warm review.
I thought he was about to say it was good back when I dated my wife, but now it's bad. This motherfucker just said it sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I had to, you know, find things to like about it. You know, of course, my wife hated it when I liked the, you know, the lesbian couple that was on the screen or whatever. I'd give a thumbs up and she'd punch me in the side.
Wasn't a thumb.
But yeah, I liked it mainly for the thick Hispanic chick that was on there. But that's it.
She wasn't all that.
Damn. It's one ray of sunshine. Fuck that sunshine.
Tim Dahl Downer.
Yeah.
Y'all some cold-blooded motherfuckers.
Why did you give you a soft officer?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Whatever that means.
Oh.
Temp Dog said, I give her one hind leg up.
Let's see. Go switching to CBS. We have Big Bang Theory. Debut on September 27th. After that, Two and a Half Men. And I believe it's a yellow. That's a new time for Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, new night.
And see, Personal Interest.
I do watch that. I enjoy that show.
I've heard people sing its praises.
Mm-hmm.
And then debuting show Elementary.
I cannot wait for this show.
That's the Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
With Lucy Liu.
Plus, I still have the steaming undies for Lucy Liu. She can get
undies.
Yeah, the steaming undies. She can get it.
Yes.
And the CW has The Vampire Diaries starting October 11th, followed by Beauty and the Beast, a nude show.
That's some bullshit. You see the promo for that? The Beast is some fucking Abercrombie and Fitch model. He's not. They ain't even making him like Pearl. Nah, they ain't making him look like, you know, tiny.
I think he can change back and forth, dude.
I think he's not beastly at all. He has a scar on his face.
Chicks get scars.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't want to see that shit.
That shit, Omar.
I know the original Beauty and the Beast. That motherfucker was a fucking beast. He was a fucking lion man living in the goddamn sewer, chasing people. What the fuck is this shit?
Let's see. Fox has X Factor and Glee.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a new day and time for Glee. No one cares.
I'm saying they graduated school yet.
I just about to ask, what the fuck are they gonna do when they ask these kids graduate from school?
If I remember from the commercials I just saw today.
They're gonna go to the next level. It's gonna be Gay University.
Glee. Let's see. NBC 30 Rock starts.
Good show.
October 4th. That's its final season, I know.
Mm-hmm. I think I've heard stuff that may not be its last season or some crap like that, but I thought they only signed them up for like 13 episodes or something.
Sure. Let's see. 30 Rock's followed by Up All Night. That's a returning show, isn't it?
It's on a new night or new time.
I don't even know what
that's about. I was thinking of Out All Night. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Dwayne Martin and Morris Chestnut. Hey, LaBelle, Vivica Fox.
No. Out Up All Night. It's basically about a couple that Will Arnett and Christina Applegate.
Oh, that show. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
They have a baby, and, you know, she works for what's her face? Maya Rudolph.
Yeah.
I can't believe I got a second season.
Yeah,
it was funny. I thought the stuff I've seen was actually pretty good.
They have
the episode where she had the baby. That shit was funny as hell.
They have that on here, but they don't want to bring back Community until later in the year.
Community should never be back.
Man, please. And I thought The Office was canceled. Oh, this is his last season.
Yeah, this is his last season.
Okay.
Office. From what I understand, there's an Office spinoff coming with some dude.
Yeah.
With Dwight.
And then Parks and Rec comes on after that. Great.
Very funny show.
Yeah, I recommend Parks and Rec. And then The Rock Center with Brian Williams. Who cares?
Well, he's funny when he slow jams the news on Fallon.
What?
You got to see that. Slow jamming the news. It's good. With The Roots, Jim Fallon.
Yes. Let's see, Friday.
Back. Oh, I'm sorry.
By the way, now... Yeah, Burn Notice, and the reason why a lot of those shows are going to lose is because this season there is football every Thursday.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, Thursday Night Football. Check it out on NFL Network.
If you got it.
Yep. Or stream it online, illegally.
I'll be there.
Yeah. Let's see, Friday, ABC has Last Man Standing. And then Malibu Country, and both of those start November 2nd. I have no idea what Malibu Country is about.
Basically, it's about after finding that her husband has cheated on her, Reba Gallagher and her family move from Nashville, Tennessee to Malibu, California in an attempt to restart her music career and start a new chapter in her lives. This show stars Reba McEntire.
Oh, okay.
And a cheerleader.
Wow, Beverly Hillbillies all again. And her show again.
This is the one with the cheerleader, right?
No, the cheerleader's on Nashville.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, sir.
And I'm going to blow through these quickly. Shark Tank and...
Great show.
20.
I love that show.
CBS has CSI New York.
Yeah.
September 28th, these start a new show, Made in Jersey.
Oh.
Some new show. And then Blue Bloods, returning show.
Fantastic show.
CW has America's Next Top Model.
Hot Chicks.
Nikita.
Hot Chicks.
And let's see, America's Next Top Model starts August 24th. Oh, so it started already.
It started. And Nikita is a good show. You guys should watch that.
That's October 19th, so got a little ways. Fox has, Touch with...
Awful show.
What's his name from 24?
Keith Sutherland.
Yeah. And Fringe.
That's a good show, even though they have no idea what they're doing with it.
Yeah, this is the last season for it. 13 episodes, guys.
I can't.
It's about three seasons.
I can't watch those.
It's not one of those shows I don't watch. I don't record, but I'll watch it when it's on.
I was going to compare it to
a good show.
What was that show that? Was back that Fox had back in the old days.
X-Files.
X-Files. Yeah, I can't watch those X-Files type shows.
It's not bad.
I don't find it like X-Files at all.
You know, the S.H.I.E.L.D. show is probably going to be something like that.
The who?
The S.H.I.E.L.D. show.
Oh.
Better probably going to be like that with superheroes.
Okay, well, I'll watch that because it's got superheroes in it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's different.
Oh.
NBC. This is where they stuck my Community. NBC has Whitney and Community back-to-back October 19th.
Back-to-back whackness.
Whitney made it?
Yeah. They had to have something to throw on Friday nights, I guess.
On Friday nights, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Grimm and then Dateline NBC.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and give Grimm a shot this year.
Nah, you need to do the Once Upon a Time.
I want to give that one, too.
Once Upon a Time is good.
We'll get to that.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah. Keep it in line, Tim.
Yeah, I don't want the click GM to fire me.
Let's see, Saturdays is football. That's all you college football. That's all you need to know.
And Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Which Seth MacFarlane is going to be the first guest this week.
So that's this Saturday.
Yep.
oh, okay, I watched that. And let's see, Sunday, 7 o'clock on ABC, America's Funniest Home Videos.
I can't believe that's still on TV.
It's fighting its 20th season.
I wonder if they still got the same theme song.
They do realize no one has home videos anymore.
I know, right? Basically like Tosh 2.0 right now.
Yeah. How about funniest YouTube clips?
Yeah. That starts October 7th. Once Upon a Time starts on September 30th. There you go.
Good show.
I clicked it.
Okay.
Revenge.
Revenge is dope.
September 30th also. That's a new day or a new time. And then Sit Park Avenue.
I'm definitely giving that a shot. It got Locke in it.
Yeah, got to give that a shot. Got Vanessa Williams in it, you know. Mm. Who's always hot, even though she's old, but that's okay. We like older we sexy like chicks.
And shouts to the Pounds controversy.
Ow.
CBS has 60 Minutes, The Amazing Race, The Good Wife.
Good show.
Amazing Race?
Yeah, Amazing Race is always good.
I'm just waiting for someone to die during one of these Amazing Races.
Now, that would rock.
Because eventually it's going to happen.
They should just have something.
Well, a producer did die. One of the Amazing Race producers did die when they were in Africa or some shit like that. Somebody murdered his ass.
That don't count. I need to be on screen like Jerry Lawler.
Oh, shit. Off
screen. But caught on film. And so, yeah, The Good Wife and The Mentalist. And then Fox, of course, has football up until 7:30. NFL football up until 7:30. Then October 7th, Cleveland Show starts.
I enjoy the Cleveland Show. I'm one of the only people, but I do.
I like it.
September 30th, the rest of the everything else starts earlier on September 30th. The Simpsons, Bob's Burgers.
Boo.
Bob's Good Burgers show. Is pretty funny.
That's right. Yeah.
Family Guy and American Dad.
Good shit. Good shit.
Watch.
Yeah.
Animation Domination.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I guess on AMC, for people that like The Walking Dead, Boardwalk, Walking Dead on AMC starts October 14th. HBO has Boardwalk Empire.
Great, 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 great show.
Starting September 16th. And Treme, how do you say it? Treme?
Treme.
Treme, September 23rd. And Showtime has Dexter and Homeland at September 30th.
Homeland is great times 20.
I'm going to have to download those or stream them or whatever.
Yeah, Homeland is incredible. Boardwalk Empire is dope. You got to watch those shows.
Dexter's last few years have been kind of bad. I mean, they've been ho-hum.
I don't know, they improved the last one, last season on that one, no Adam Black. They improved it. Because, yeah, it was kind of bad, but they improved it. So this new one looks like it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah. They threw in that big twist at the end of the last season, so I want to see how it gets resolved.
Well, he still has a lot of extra crazy, so, you know, he has extra crazy now. He has, you know, he has his dad and he has his brother riding with him, so.
Oh, yeah.
Ride with me.
No, sure.
So that's the lineup for this upcoming fall TV. We broke down what we liked, what we didn't like, and, of course, reading from his blog, let us know what he was looking forward to every single night of the week.
Oh, yeah. We didn't include TNA Impact, which we got to include there. And I think that's it.
So which to end the segment, what network do we think has the best lineup?
Oh, man.
I think, if you don't count the HBO shows and all that, I would say that ABC probably has the most shows that I'm going to watch.
HBO, huh?
Oh, HBO.
No, ABC.
Yeah. Oh, you said ABC. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because ABC has Scandal, has Once Upon a Time, has Revenge, Shark Tank.
And see, I'd say I used to just care about NBC's Thursday night comedies, but they've kind of slacked off over the years. ABC is, yeah, I'd have to say ABC now. I guess it also depends how Revolution turns out for NBC.
Mm-hmm.
ABC definitely has better comedies, I'll say.
It has that 666 Park Avenue, Revenge,
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
All right. And,
CW, of course.
I know Mr. Banks have cable, so he doesn't.
Yeah. I don't really give a fuck. Yeah. I mean, I still get CBS and ABC and all that, but I probably, well, I will definitely be looking mostly at ABC and CBS. NBC just doesn't have anything that really piques my interest. So.
Cool. And so, yeah, I guess we said what would be best and which one we think would be worst. Do we want to say Fox? Well, I can't say
Fox. What, the worst?
Yeah, the worst. CW.
No, nah, man, CW's dope.
Yeah, you like Nikita and 90210.
Nikita, Arrow.
Arrow. I guess it might be NBC.
Fringe and all that NBC shit. Could I would go top. With Fox.
Yeah, I would go with Fox. The only thing Fox got going for it is damn, like,
animation.
They got cartoons and sinking shows.
That's it.
And football.
Yeah, you kind of take football out of the equation.
Yeah, so.
All right.
I would definitely get out the Fox.
Cool. So I guess let me make sure I follow the outline.
Oh, shit.
So now we're on to the reading some listener feedback, which I
feedback.
Have. Got a couple tweets.
Dear Click Nation, your show is so great. I listen to it every day.
Shout out to this from Twitter at Lamar Revenger. He gave us the podcast EDP and Coastler podcast a shout out last Friday, I believe it was. Vashani, a shout out. He was he tweeted that he was listening to the previous episode, and same for everything nice. Follow them on Twitter.
She's hot.
Yes. Let's see, Click Nation West Coast affiliate member, Joannis 3000.
Oh shit! Twist up your fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gave me a couple of tweets back, quotes from last week's shows. LOL, my God. She went certified wood when I was talking about what's her face. Was it Rashida?
Probably.
And also, I don't like my QBs to talk shit on the field. Yeah, those were good quotes. I like those.
Good quotes. He also said, in quote, CD Tower equals panty dropper.
Right. That's right.
He said, I rocked that big black binder myself. No love for Keith Sweat or Brian McKnight on your top three R&B list. Travesty.
Yeah, that's a shame.
LOL, toilet action at 17 minutes. Oh, dear God, here's the Stevie J mashup. And he sent us a YouTube clip with, I guess, some Stevie J mashups.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate that, Joannis 3000. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. That's at Joannes 3000. Howard the Deck, one of the many hosts of the Underscoop Fire podcast. Check them out. He sent ourselves and General Geekcast tweet saying, good podcast, lots of funny moments. Jay Leno is the Ric Flair of late night.
Oh my God, no.
Oh my God.
Absolutely not.
That is.
He might be the so ultimate dumb. Warrior.
Yeah, definitely not Ric Flair.
Controversy. And the last one, and it's from our good buddy Eclectic himself.
Hey, that's me.
Podcast EDP is the account. He said to us, was someone dropping deuces and washing dishes during the reality show? Yeah, so he's referring to our episode 21, which was the 2012 NFL preview show with our special guest, Charlie, a.k.a. at @still_hidden on Twitter. Follow him and his business at @third_designs.
So yes.
Just to answer that question, no deuces were being dropped. That I believe it probably was watching wife in the background watching dishes because wasn't on a headset.
I'm saying sometimes you gotta go.
Yeah.
in the middle of a podcast.
Middle of the night. Didn't have any.
It's a pool, man.
Didn't have any.
Browns to the Super Bowl.
Didn't have any emails.
What?
Let me check.
Dropping the kids off at the pool.
Yeah.
Let me check the Facebook real quick. Usually it's just a bunch of likes from Kojak Delta, who is I made a contributor to the website. So hopefully he'll be making some posts in the future. So check out that. Let me see. How do I switch to the Click Nation page? There we go. Doing this all on the iPad.
Oh, yeah. All Apple everything, motherfuckers.
Yeah. So, going back. Mostly the only people that comment on the Facebook page are Eclectic and Kojak Delta. So,
let the record show that I'm a big time listener and follower, and I appreciate what you guys do.
And we appreciate you, sir.
Yeah.
I told you, us, the Click Nation, Cold Slither Podcast, and Eclectic Discussion Podcast, it's the podcasting Triforce.
Yeah, there you go.
We had to sign this. It is a trifecta. Yeah. Oh, yeah, trifecta.
And shout outs to Adam Black for actually listening to my podcast and commenting on it. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you for doing the same with our show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I guess we'll go ahead and wrap things up with, of course, follow all the different podcasts we're on. Of course, the Click Nation podcast and the Accepted Discussion podcast and the Cold Slither podcast. Newsworthy item, Cold Slither podcast starts back up this week. We record, and I'm assuming the episode will be out probably by the time you listen to this episode. So check us out. And I never think about who to shout out, because usually I'm trying to wrap the show up pretty quickly. But with that, I want to thank Eclectic for joining us tonight.
Yeah, listen to my gangster show. I got a gangster mafia movie podcast, Talking Godfather, Goodfellas, Carlito's Way, and a whole bunch of other shit. Check it out.
Yeah. And once again, I want to thank everyone for listening. For the Adam Black, Leroy Jetstream. Did I say Adam Black already? I forgot who I was.
Yeah, he did. He was the first
Adam Black
one
and Mr. Vance.
He's been drinking.
Mr. Vance. And
he had a couple of Tim Weisers.
Well, you on that loud, ain't you?
Trying to be. I'm pretending it's the weekend.
Oh, shit.
And I am Tim D.
I'm sorry.
Double G. Mm-hmm. We are the Click Nation. And we are signing off.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay-ass accent, them cheap-ass cigars, your yuck-mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Up in a body bag.